You still have those?
Huh?
You still have dreams like that?
Occasionally. I had a brother-in-law on the police force down there, and I saw him in a shooting scrape right after my first wife died. And I told him, and it worried me, you know, when I worked in this railroad shop. I changed clothes and walked down there a mile, you know, in town, Columbus Street there. You ever in Bogalusa? No. It's about as big as Macomb City. I don't know when it first started. So I went down there to get it off my system. I went down there and met him and his partner on the beat at night. Well, I said, I come down here to give you a message. You will go get killed if you don't watch. I said, I saw you in a shooting scrape. Well, in the shooting scrape, this fellow laying with his head south, you know, that he shot. Well, I didn't care be with anybody much. I was worried, you know, two babies there and me like I was, no home, no nothing. I said, his partner said, that's strange how you dream like that. I said, yes. I said, I'm clear now, my system's clear, I done delivered it. And I went to church by myself and walked back and sat down on the corner. I smoked a cigar sometime, and I was smoking a cigar, and a fella come up there and said, Bankston killed Seals a while ago. And I said, I'd wait till the inquest is over, and I'd go down there, you know. And I went down there right in the inquest, and there he lay, just like I seen him in my dream. And that other fella said, that's strange what you told us the other night. It hadn't been 2-3 days, you know. Well, I said, it bothers me, and I said, wouldn't it oppress my mind? I've seen about all the deaths I've seen in dreams in the family, you know, my yola. You're guided by dreams, just like my daddy was in that beads, you know. He could tell me, he told me a lot of things that had come to pass. In my day, they said, you and your grandchildren will see it, but that I won't. He told me all about it. He told me all about what had happened. This segregation business, you know. He told me all about that had happened. And said, you're going to have some trouble. And then he showed me things here on the place what had happened. There's a ditch there. He cut a short ditch into a hollow up here on the place. And he said it would cave and fill up a big marsh, you know, keeping out of coming off the good land, you know, and it would fill up a marsh down there, a lagoon. He said it'd go on up this hollow a mile. And it's done cave nearly a mile up that hollow. He told me that. Yes, sir. He told me that it all happened. And he told me all about this segregation business that's going to happen, you know. He said, I done seen that, he said.
That's something.
He was pretty hard to fool. I know he used to go to Holmesville once a week to get a paper. There wasn't no papers published here then. It come out of is a Weekly Courier Journal. I think I'm out of St. Louis, somewhere up there, you know.